All right, Ed, we are back.
Back in our salad bar days.
Back in the salad restaurant.
Oh,
just
the days.
Tim King, we have had some gherkins.
I had some salad. It's healthy.
Yeah, and it was very delicious. And potato, we had plenty of potato.
Yeah, it's not good for you though, Dave, really.
Too many carbs.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right.
I'm running lots though, so it's fine.
Yeah, you got some protein.
Yep.
So we are ready to talk about a very cool subject, Ed. We're talking about our Heart for the House weekend.
Yeah, such a great day.
It is. It happens every year.
Yep.
And we're going to ask you a couple of questions in a minute. We've done it for a few years. We've always seen God do amazing things.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. Is this our fourth time or our fifth time?
Off the top of my head, I would guess our fourth.
That's what I guessed, but it might be our fifth.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we didn't do one when I first came back.
Okay, so our fourth Heart for the House offering.
And so it's always been amazing. People have always given above and beyond, sacrificially, incredible stories, great stuff. But Ed, why another offering?
Well, as a church, we genuinely have more vision than resources. We
yes.
always want to do more and take strides forward faster than we have people, volunteers, building space, and cash.
Yeah.
And about 3 years in, we just thought we need to let the people know that there's these big things that we'd love to do, but we're never ever going to get them done out of our general running funds. It's just not going to happen because we're just busy doing stuff with the general running funds all ready. So we'd heard that other churches had special offerings to try and take their work forward into certain areas to take some bigger jumps.
Yeah.
And we thought, well, hey, why don't we give the church a chance to do that and to take that kind of offering up?
Yeah.
To be honest, I was excited about some of the things that we were doing, and I would happily give over and beyond my normal thing to make it happen. But how do you get everybody together to make these things happen? So we created the Heart for the House offering day 4 years ago, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's for that purpose, be it a capital project, a staff project, a ministry, or something.
Yeah. And these happened all the way through the Old Testament too, didn't they?
Of course it did, yeah.
And it's
very scriptural.
Yeah.
You brought your tithe.
Yeah.
Then you brought your offering and your sacrifice on top.
Yeah. So, yeah, and it's been a phenomenal. And I always find people love to give.
Yeah.
When you give people opportunities to be generous, people love to love to be generous. So, so that's why another offering. But why should I give to it?
Well, I think there's lots of reasons why I should give for it. One, our giving, our generosity reflects God's heart.
Yeah.
I think our giving reflects a thankful heart for all that God has done, both sort of practically in the sense of what Jesus did, but also just creating us. And I think it helps us to realise that our resources aren't ours, they're God's.
Yeah.
I mean, they're God's anyway, and we're in a temporary stewardship of them. And I think everybody should try and give something so that everybody's contributing. And even though we'll talk about on the day about giving your heart as well as your finance, which is absolutely essential, everybody should be giving something. If you count Valley Home, there should be something going on in your heart that says, actually, I want to help this church take some strides forward.
Yeah.
And something internally should drive you.
Yeah.
I think it's the Spirit of God, actually, that drives us to say, hey, I need to give these things.
Okay. Yeah, great. And so yeah, I'm feeling, I understand why we're doing it. I understand I should, give something. But how much should I give? And how do I know what's right for me?
Well, how much is always a tricky one. As I've already said, something, and I'll share this story on Sunday about the widow who gives her two copper coins against the Pharisee that gives an absolute fortune, and she gives more from a spiritual perspective because it's all that she has, and that comes with the offering of her heart, her life, than the Pharisee does, even though financially he gives more, but heart-wise he gives less.
Yeah.
So in the end, it's down to your heart. It's not the amount that you're giving.
Right.
It's about a heart response.
Yeah.
So if you don't have much money, you might have debts for all sorts of reasons, good and bad.
Yeah.
Or you might have lost your job, and hard times happen.
Yeah.
You might say, well, I haven't got much. Well, that's okay. Give something.
Yeah.
But the greater challenge is for those of us, and I count myself in this bracket, whose finances are okay.
Yeah.
We have mortgages and bits and pieces, but in general, our finances are good. Our income's good. We have good jobs. For us to give sacrificially.
Yeah.
Because the story of the widow's mite, as it called, actually is also the story of the Pharisee not giving as much as he should have done.
Right.
So really, the Pharisee should have come loaded down with bags, privately on a cart, which he'd taken through a side door of the temple to deposit with the chief priest, so nobody else knew that he'd given it.
Right.
And so for those of us who have more, the sacrifice, the challenge is to still give a sacrificial offering,
yeah,
i.e. something that actually costs us.
Yeah.
Not just a bag of coins that, well, to be honest, we have lots of other bags of coins left
sure.
at home,
sure.
but something that actually costs.
Yeah.
And so how much should he give? A little bit more than you can probably afford.
Yeah. Okay.
And I can't define that for you.
No.
But that's roughly where me and Shell try and get to. A little bit, we come up with a figure, and then we look at each other and go, well, let's honour God with a bit more and see him come through. Because I truly believe that if we honour God with our finances, then he will honour us. But I do need to say, it isn't the amount. It genuinely isn't.
Right.
It is about a heart response.
Yep.
And if you come to the conclusion that whatever it is, then that's okay.
Yeah, great. I mean, I often find, you know, I've heard it said before, if you're not sure what you should give, ask God.
Yeah.
And he'll always encourage you. God's never going to encourage you to be stingy.
No.
So maybe that's for some other people as well. They go, well, you know, I've never done this before.
No.
Maybe one thing you could do is just genuinely pray with a heart to say, God,
oh, absolutely,
what would you have me give?
Yeah.
That might help as well.
Yeah. And I mean, God might tell you a certain figure.
Yeah.
It might be quite an unusual figure.
Yeah.
For some, God might say, well, you have a brain.
Yeah.
You can kind of work
calculate
out
it.
How much you can afford. And then you sit down and think, well, does this honour God enough? And then make your own mind up. I think prayer is essential in every area of life, and you should always pray about stuff. But in the end, God's answer might be, yeah, I created you with a great brain, just use it.
Figure it out.
And that's okay.
Great.
Go figure it out, as Bill Hybels would say.
Yeah. And then the final question today is, how do I actually give? How does it work? We know why we're doing it. I know why I should give. No. Thinking now how much I should give, but how do I set that up? How do I actually give? Do I need a big wad of cash? Or
big wads of cash are nice, obviously.
Yep.
Well, on Sunday you'll have options. You can either bring cash or checks, which you can then put in an envelope. There'll also be a pledge form, which you can fill in. Then you'll give so much over so many months or so many dollops, depending how you want to do it, which you'll then sign, and you'll also then put that in the envelope.
Yeah.
So you can do either. And on Sunday, various people do different things. Some people come with checks, some people come with a check and a pledge, so they'll bring both.
Yeah.
And some bring cash, some bring lots of cash,
yeah,
and they just put the cash in.
Yeah.
And that's their offering. It depends how your how your budgeting works and things like that.
Cards as well.
And credit cards.
Yeah. And also,
two years ago, somebody actually brought some gold in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And some jewellery.
And some, yeah.
Yeah.
And actually put that in an envelope. It was a great story.
Yeah.
The woman that came said, hey, Ed, I don't have any spare cash.
She said,
I want to give and I just don't have anything. I want to honour God. I want to honour what God's done. And we do occasionally joke, don't we, from the front about giving gold bars and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
And she said, look, I do have some jewellery that I can give. Is that okay?
Yeah.
And that's what she did.
It's phenomenal, yeah.
And it was such a massive heart thing for her. I think it was like the two copper coins. I think God went, wow, I love your heart, and the desperation to give something to
it
was just huge. I just loved it.
Yeah, absolutely. And another couple of practical things for people as well is gift aid.
Yep.
Please do make use of gift aid.
Yes, please.
If you're a UK taxpayer, either if you've never set up your gift aid ID with us before, there are instructions on the envelopes to do that. If you have set one up before, then please do use it. It makes a massive, massive difference. And also, Ed, how are we actually going to take the offering on Sunday?
The offering will be taken like this. So once the message is finished, whoever's leading will get the children back in and the young people back in at night, and then you'll sit as families or as couples. It'd be cool if some of the single guys would get together as well, and you can sort of join forces. We'll then give you a moment to reflect and pray.
Yep.
about whether what you've thought about, whether God said anything to you during the message. And then after that, you'll be given some time to fill the forms in. Then once you've done that, you have another chance to praise the family, to use this gift as a blessing. And then we'll play some music, and you'll be asked to come forward as families.
Yeah.
Like I said, if there's a few, if you're sort of on your own, perhaps you could, you know, make come up together. And
yeah.
So, but we'll do it as a big family, all together, as well as individual families. And yeah. We'll pledge the money and ask God to bless it, and also give our lives to Him and to the local church, and say, God, use us to just have an amazing year serving You and seeing Your kingdom grow. And just to say as a church, hey God, we're in on the mission that You've given us as a church to do.
Yeah, I was going to ask, why are we going forward? I guess, is that to really signify it's not just the gift,
it's me.
Me.
This gift, I want you to grow the church with God, but I'm committing myself to it as well.
Yeah. Awesome. Well,
it's just cool. I loved doing it with the family, Dave. It was so nice last year.
Yeah.
Just to go forward with the whole family and to pray with them in church. It was an awesome awesome day.
Yeah, there's always a great sense of like God's presence when everyone's getting there and they're all making acts of selflessness.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it tends to be a great time. So, if you're listening, keep praying, keep seeking God, keep looking at your budget, see what you can give. Pray about it, maybe get that figure, maybe increase it a little bit like Ed was saying, but remember, it's about the heart, it's not about an amount, it's about, does God have your heart, rather than, are you able to, it's not paying anyone off, it's not doing anything like that, it's, are you honouring God with every part of your life, including finances. So thanks very much for listening, and we'll see you soon.